Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I'm Glovina. I want to welcome you again to the Dr. Glovina Show. And before we move on, I want to give you a gentle reminder today. And that reminder is this: God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief, it requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you in this podcast once again to step out on faith. You know, I recently stepped out on faith, and guess what? A number of people, they launched out with me. And God did a tremendous work in our lives, in our thoughts, and in our affairs. Our lives were completely altered for the better, and we're getting testimonies and texts, emails, phone calls, Facebook hits that our lives will never, ever be the same. And I want to say thank you. You know, I believe that it's so important that we learn to accept the gifts that God places before us. And often He will use people to do this, organizations, various ways that He places gifts before us. But we do have to take time and accept those gifts and then acknowledge those gifts and appreciate them. That's what I want to talk about just a little bit today, how do we show that gratitude? Gratitude, yeah. It seems like a simple word, but yet a very, very powerful word. Because when we show gratitude, that means that we actually feel blessed. We feel fortunate. We acknowledge it. We acknowledge that I have received a gift. And there's something about it when we acknowledge, we seem to connect to what has been revealed and deposited in our life. You know, when we show gratitude, when we acknowledge, when we accept, acknowledge, and appreciate by showing gratitude, you know what? It strengthens our relationships. It does. It does something, doesn't it? It strengthens our relationships. And even as we accept, acknowledge, and appreciate God, it strengthens our relationship with Almighty God, Yahweh, the creator of all. You know, if we were to pause 100 times a day and give thanks, do you realize what that could do in our lives? Have you ever made a list of, this is practical what I'm about to say, but have you ever made a list of people that have deposited something in your life or that have made an impact in your life? It could be a smile, a simple gift. It could be some knowledge. It could be time that they spent. You know, the list goes on and on. But if you would pause and acknowledge that and even go so far as to really just feel the love that comes from what they have deposited in your life, if we can say, I'm very fortunate, I'm very blessed to have you in my life, Do you know what that means to someone to hear that? To be kind, I mean, those words of kindness, those words of love, those words of expressing how you feel. I have received a gift from you, and that gift could be your time, your love, a kind text, an act of kindness, but I appreciate you. I see, what I'm really saying is, I see the God in you. And so when we acknowledge that, you know what? We're being lovable. Yeah. When we accept, we are being lovable. And you know what else we're saying with our action? I am worthy of this gift. No, that's a hard pill to swallow, because we're so used to giving. Often, many of us, we're more accustomed to giving. But when we receive, when we accept, what we're saying is, I am worthy of God's love. Yeah. So if we can begin to move into this new phase of our life, to stop and not judge ourselves, but appreciate what God is pouring into our life, and often through others. Appreciate yourself, because you are lovable. You are in the position to receive the respect and the appreciation from others. In other words, like yourself. Yeah, like, L-I-K-E, like yourself. So acknowledge, and then just take a moment and pause. Yeah. Be present in the moment. When you thank someone, be present in the moment. Because, you know, sometimes we come into seasons where we are receiving, it seems like, more than what we're giving. But when you give a sincere acknowledgement and appreciation, you're still giving. That's an aha moment for someone. Yeah, respect and appreciate. That's powerful. Acknowledge, pause for a moment. You know, to really feel what it's like to receive from others, and then to acknowledge that. It will draw us closer together, because often we do take for granted acts of kindness. Sometimes we take for granted the gift of time, the gift of a kind word, the gift of a text just to say, I'm thinking about you and I appreciate you. Yeah. But, you know, and you know what else that says? That says that we have to bring our mind to the present and to feel the love. Yeah. Just become, can I say this? Just become a vessel of love, acceptance, acknowledgement, and appreciation. Just become a vessel. Yeah. Right. Think back for a moment on a very pleasant memory where someone really just brought some joy to your life. And you know what happens, or if you notice what happened when you did that, you felt good again. So accept it, acknowledge it, and appreciate it. Because those acts of kindness, they bring joy, and they bring love, and they bring stability. You know, it lets us know that, yeah, someone loves you. Someone's thinking about you. Don't take these things for granted. Accept it, acknowledge it, and appreciate it. Yeah. A good memory can release in the future that same goodness. If you think about it for a moment, you know, you've heard us talk about, we experienced a powerful leadership conference. And as I have talked to others and spent time reliving it, it seems like we go back to that place, and that joy and strength and the feeling of connectedness, the feeling of knowing that God is doing something miraculous in my life, it returns. And it is the same thing when you think about, when you accept, acknowledge, and appreciate often acts of kindness. Yeah. Pause and enjoy. Yeah. Just bathe in feeling of goodness. Yeah. You know, creating good memories. You know, those of you that are in the process of still developing your children, or developing young people that are in your life, create for them good memories. They'll draw upon those memories even as adults. And they will what? They will gain that strength and that resilience from that good memory. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because I believe that when we learn and when we practice accepting, acknowledging, and appreciating, oh, man. Something happens on the inside. We feel lighter. We feel the presence of God. Yeah, right. Mm. The energy can help even in our future. The kind acts, the loving acts that people share with us can help us to create a better future. I know it. Yeah, because it relieves stress. Yes, keep it practical. It lifts our spirits. The synergy begins to give us new ideas and new ways of doing things. Why? Because we're feeling the love and the joy, which is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We begin to feel the joy and the strength that propels us forward. Yeah, try it. Accept learning to say thank you. Acknowledging, wow, they were kind enough. And then showing gratitude. Yeah, because it's going to help us. It helps our mind. It helps our intellect. It helps our thoughts. Yeah, yeah. It turns the volume up. Have you noticed, I just experienced, many of you know I am a career coach. I'm an executive career coach, actually. And I've been coaching a young woman in the area of her career and new employment. And, it looked a little bleak at some points. It looked like it wasn't going to work out. But I said to her, if you just wait, there's going to be so many irons in the fire that you're going to have to choose which job you want, which career you want to move forward in. Why was I able to say that so confidently? Because she accepted the fact that she was indeed talented. She acknowledged that, hey, things aren't looking so bright right now, but I'm taking steps. I'm stepping out on faith in order to prepare myself, to present myself to future employees. And guess what? And she even said, and Govina, I appreciate the help that you're giving me. So what happened? The mind and the intellect and the thoughts and the actions that she took prepared her for her future. Yeah, she accepted it. She acknowledged it. She appreciated it. And now I can honestly say to you that she is getting offers from three different sources for employment. She accepted, she acknowledged, and she appreciated it. And guess what? Her mind and her intellect and her thoughts came into agreement, and the volume went up. Yeah, it's almost like an invisible signal went out. Yeah. So I want to say to you that recognize the blessings. Come on, let's turn the volume up in our heart during this particular season. Turn the volume up. Receive the blessings. In other words, then thank you. Thank you, God. I praise you and I thank you. Acknowledge, this is what God is doing in my life and I appreciate it. I'm grateful. Go on and let your heart begin to just pulsate with love. Have you ever just laid your hand on your heart? Try it. Put your hand on your heart and just feel
the life. Yeah. That heart, that beat, accept it. It is sending life throughout your entire body, all the way down to your feet, the ends of your fingers. Accept that. This beautiful heart that God has given me, that's beating, I acknowledge that it is a gift from God. And God, I appreciate you for how you have made me wonderfully. You're wonderfully and fearfully made. Let's expand our appreciation. Can we do that? Let's expand our appreciation. Let's expand our appreciation to God. Yeah. Because he's with you right now, my beloved. No matter, and it does matter, but we say no matter. In other words, it's limitlessness, what you may be going through. But I want you to know that God is with you. Accept his loving presence. Acknowledge that he is with you. Simply by saying that God is with me. You may feel alone. You may be in the valley of indecision, but God is with you. And show your appreciation to him. Acknowledge that he's with you now. Yeah. And he's not just with us when we're perfect. He's with us now. Right where you are, the presence of God is with you. Accept it. Acknowledge it. God is with me. You know, if you ever take a moment and look in the mirror and look yourself eyeball to eyeball and say, God is with me and God loves me. It can transform not just your day, but your life. Accepting God's love, acknowledging God's love. And God, I appreciate that you are with me, in me, strengthening me. Yeah. Allow him to shine through you. He is the greatest, the magnificent, the almighty God with you, transforming you. Yeah. Revealing himself to you and to me. And you know what else? This is beautiful. And when we can accept his love, his guidance, his instructions, and acknowledge that God is leading me. And God, I appreciate your leading and your guiding. We get solutions to our everyday problems. We begin to get solutions to the dilemmas in life, and we begin to know which way to go when we're at crossroads. This is it. Sometimes the solution comes as a miracle. I see someone, nodding their head, yes. Sometimes the solution can come as a transformation. Something within you begins to transform, and it begins to lead you down the right path. Accept God's presence. Accept his miracles and his transforming power. This is the truth of the matter. Acknowledge and appreciate him. The miracles in your life. And some people may not see what you're going through as a miracle. Like I told you, one of my recent clients, that's a miracle for her, how God began to open doors and job offers coming from various levels. It seems like a miracle. But in that process of her stepping out on faith, God began to transform her life, her future, and he's doing the same for many of us. Yeah, because that potential that is within you, you know what? It can upgrade us. It can reveal something in us where we begin to say, yes, I am worthy of the love of God. I accept the love of God. I accept the solutions, I accept the direction, the instructions. I acknowledge that God is leading me. And I want to say, God, thank you for leading and guiding me. He begins to reveal in us. And even in this podcast today, as we talk about accepting, acknowledging, and appreciating God and those that he has placed in our lives, appreciating even the person that is serving us if we're at a restaurant, appreciating the person that may serve us if we're checking out at the grocery store, during, you know, we're out shopping, someone lets us go in front of them when we're driving. These things, accept it, acknowledge it, and appreciate it, and learn to say what, thank you. Because even when it, you know, someone may be saying, well, it doesn't really seem like this light is shining so bright in me, Glovina. Today, I'm not really feeling that. Well, I hope through this podcast today that you're being encouraged, uplifted, informed, and enlightened. Yes, to recognize the love of God is with you. Tap in. God, open us up so that we can receive it. And I'm going to put it this way. God, reveal your love in us. Reveal it, God. And here's a little secret. Often the love of God is revealed through our appreciation. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Something innate begins to happen. Something inside of us begins to happen. Something that seemed to be hidden deep inside of us begins to move forward. Yeah. Because he inhabits the praises or the gratitude or the thankfulness of his people. He comes and lives in that thankfulness. Yeah, you knew I was going somewhere with this. That appreciation, gratitude, thankfulness, it begins the power of God, the life of God within us. And it will dispel fear, a feeling of being limited, the feelings of insecurity or just unknown feelings that we have sometimes. Where did that come from, right? You know, that gratitude can dispel when we're feeling down. Give God praise. Give him thanks. When we feel like we've failed or we've disappointed someone, give God thanks. And then take the needed steps to correct those things that can be corrected. Some things can be corrected. But you know what? You're still blessed by God because of his presence. He loves you. It's like, I'm going to use the term of mother or say a parent. It's like the love of a parent. There's nothing that you can do that the parent won't love you. And you know, I'm speaking in our normal situations. You may feel uninspired. Begin to appreciate. Begin to just thank God. You may be in a period of uncertainty. Begin to thank God, accept his presence, acknowledge his presence, and appreciate his presence. You may feel lack. I mean, you may feel like I just don't have enough. I just don't seem to have enough to go around. We're going to be ending this podcast in a few minutes. But begin to look to God. Yeah, whatever it is. Go deeper. Everything can begin anew. With accepting God's love, acknowledging God's love. God loves you. Yeah. Look in the mirror and look yourself in the eye and just say, God loves me. Try it. Try it. Try it. Yeah. And sometimes the darker our moments, just a little bit of gratefulness. You know what it'll do? It begins to bring the light. The love begins to just come forward in us. It was there all the time, sometimes hidden. Have you ever lost your keys? Yes, you have. I know I have. Or misplaced your keys or couldn't remember where you put your keys, your wallet, your favorite book, a favorite piece of jewelry. You just couldn't locate it, but it was there, just hidden. The love of God is there with you now. And as you begin to accept it, acknowledge it, and appreciated, guess what? It begins to shine brighter and brighter. It begins to dispel that feeling of unworthiness or judging yourself. Yeah, stop judging yourself or feeling like you're not appreciated. I want to say I appreciate you. I appreciate the fact that you would spend this time with me. How about that? I am grateful for you. I accept your love. I accept your concern. I accept the fact that you're here with me, and I acknowledge that you are important to me, and I appreciate you. Because what? You're supernaturally anointed by God. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. Listen, you have the faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of others as well as your life. Listen, as you always receive more back, and marvelous things are happening in, around, and through you now. Can I just give a congratulations today? Yeah, I'd like to give a beautiful congratulations to Dr. Courtney. She was awarded, listen to this award, she's a very young, brilliant young woman, for being a generational leader of excellence. Congratulations, Dr. Courtney. And it was given to her by the Exceptional Woman Network. How about that? I want to thank Washington Community Church, where the powerful pastors, Pastor Steve and Zuri Brackerich, they are awesome. Washington Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia, thank you for hosting us last week. I want to give a beautiful shout out to Apostle Jane, who is the anointed apostle of Amazing Love Fellowship International. I want to shout out to those that were newly, they came into ministry. I want to shout out and say hi. God bless you, and I wish you well as you move forward in ministry. Shatoya, Antonio, and Marie, God bless you. I want to also shout out to those who were, listen, elevated in ministry in this respect, granted the sacerdotal duties of the church. I want to shout out to Latorsha, Courtney, and Dominique, and Shatoya again. I just want to shout out to you, Pastor Bessie. I want to thank you. What an anointed woman of God, caring and loving, and really caring so much for God's people. Dr. Chanel Price, I want to say God bless you. Thank you. Keep standing tall, young woman. You are a great example for others to look to. You're a great example. Prophetess Judy Reed, I want to thank God for you. Keep standing your watch. I want to say, you know, at this conference, we had a violinist, and it was beautiful. Evangelist Brody, thank you. We had a saxophonist, Dr. Ginger. God bless you, and thank you. I want to thank A. Ethan. Ethan, I didn't forget about you. You were a dynamic sound man for us, and I want to thank Blue Photography. Thank you, Tony, for recording our event. I want to shout out to Courtney, the Brownie Bar. Thank you for catering for us. Renee Harris, I want to shout out. Oh, Cupcakes Delight. Thank you. I have so many people to thank. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's awesome. I want to say that I love you. I do. And I want you to, if you could accept my love, it would mean a lot to me. Hey, can I tell you something? I had the opportunity to be with 11 other people this past weekend, and we had an awesome time at a worship live holiday tour. Pastor Mike Jr., Fred Hammond, and Israel. We had a glorious time. We had an absolute ball. I enjoyed your company. I hope you enjoyed mine. But I want to say, praise the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our sins, and he heals all of your diseases. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard your cry for mercy. I'll praise you forever for what you have done. In your name I will hope, for your name is good. I will praise you in the presence of your saints. Listen, you turned my wailing into dancing. You removed sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. Oh, Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. I want to let you know, accept God's love, acknowledge it, and appreciated. You are awesome. I love you, and I so appreciate you. God bless you.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.